咱今仔日的经文是记载伫新约约翰福音第四章第十九节到二十二节。约翰福音第四章第十九到二十二节。第十九节，有人讲：先生，我看出你是先知。阮的祖宗伫这个山顶礼拜，恁都说应当礼拜的所在是伫耶路撒冷。耶稣讲：富人啊，你着信我，时阵要到，恁拜伯也无伫这个山顶，也无伫耶路撒冷。恁所拜的，恁唔知影；阮所拜的，阮知影。因为救恩是对犹太人出来。愿主赐福给家己的话。
阿主咧兄弟姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.We have wonderful songs from our choir and worship today.
His robes for mine.
I love the song, His robes for mine. Because our entire theology is in that song.
Vicarious propitiation.
How Christ died for us vicariously, our propitiation.
I hope you 明白快地个 vicarious propitiation, redeem 在当中。
I hope that we can understand each of those big words in that song because those are the words that can bring us to tears. Vicarious death means that He has taken our place.
Propitiation is 给咱补偿
And our propitiation is the redemption.
So the entire language gospel is 写在个歌里
So in that one song, we have our entire gospel.
同款，咱今仔日是要看到救恩的信息。
In the same way, today we will discuss the gospel. Of course, we know that this is still part of the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Last month, we mentioned how Jesus was able to know her secret sin. And her response was to call Jesus a prophet. And we see from verse 19 onwards that the woman was trying to steer the conversation away from her sins. Just like us. Now, if we were in her shoes and the discussion was about our sins, we would want to change the topic too. But we thank God that we have a gentle Lord. Most of us in that situation might have said, oh, don't change the topic, we're talking about your sin. But we have a kind Lord who allowed her to change whatever she wanted to say.
So, this Samaritan woman,
and she said, She said, our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship.
And then
Jesus replied, And Jesus said, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. And today we will focus upon that last line that Jesus said. For salvation is from the Jews. It's true that these few verses mention worship. And what true worship is. But that's not what we're talking about this morning. That's for next time. But this morning we want to say why Jesus said the salvation is from the Jews. So that hopefully we would be able to understand our gospel better. Now, well, I observed the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman. I noticed two things. And that's why we only have 2 points. It's very short message. But the Samaritan woman said, our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship. And that is in verse 20 of John chapter
4.
That's not an easy statement to say. The statement that the Samaritan woman made has a lot of history to it. First of all, why is it that the Samaritans worship in Mount Gerizim? While the Jews would worship in Jerusalem. What are these Samaritan people? So please allow me a little history lesson. I know a lot of you don't like the subject of history. I didn't like the subject history back then. Because in high school, you have to memorize everything. Memorize names and dates, and I didn't like that. But maybe it's a little more interesting when we tell it as a story. So let me tell you a story. There was a very famous king of Israel called King Solomon. King Solomon was a wise king. But after he died, his kingdom split into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom was called Israel, and the southern kingdom called Judah. And in 750 BC, the Lord used the kingdom of Assyria to conquer Israel, the northern kingdom. And after another 6 years, the whole kingdom fell. And we know the story from 2 Kings chapter 17. At that time, the Assyrians killed so many Hebrews. But they left a few. And you know how they left the people who were still alive? We know that the Assyrians brought 5 different Gentile tribes into this place to allow them to live with the remaining Jews. And very soon, the Jews and these heathen tribes intermarried. And their intermarriages resulted in people who were called the Samaritans. But while all that was happening, the southern kingdom of Judah still existed. And the people from the southern kingdom did not approve of the intermarriage that was happening in the north. In fact, they thought that was a great grave sin. But if you look at 2 Kings, you will see that the heathen tribes also brought with them their God.
但是后来因为这个后来在这个北国里面，在撒玛利亚里面产生也多的问题。
And it became a very big problem in Samaria.
述国就派就找一个先知哦，犹太人的先知来徛在撒玛利亚。
And so the Assyrians sent a Jewish prophet to live in Samaria.
来介绍犹太人的真正的上帝是谁。
To tell them about the true God of the Israelites.
所以在撒玛利亚的历史里，因有外邦。
And so you see in history that when the Gentiles came to Samaria, it resulted eventually in the worshipping the Jewish God. But what the southern Jews did not like was that the northern people had intermarried. Oftentimes, it's similar to how conservative Chinese parents might not want their children marrying people that are not Chinese. It's the same idea. And they think it's sin. Now, in reality, the Bible never said directly that the intermarriage was a sin. A lot of us Christians think that the Bible has direct commands against Jews marrying Gentiles. And that is not necessarily directly from the Bible. But rather, it is a concept that the Jews have towards each other. It is true that the Bible does ban the Hebrews from marrying a certain group of people. Particularly, it is mentioned in Leviticus and Exodus. When the Hebrews were about to go into Canaan, they were told distinctly not to marry the people there. In fact, they were told that once they claimed their promised land, they had to kill everyone there. And if the Israelites had did exactly as God told them to do, then they wouldn't have Gentiles to marry. God had also commanded the Israelites not to marry Egyptian women. And that is where God's command
stopped.
They were not allowed to marry the Canaanites. And they were not allowed to marry the Egyptians. Now, how about the Gentile tribes that did not live in Egypt or Canaan? There was no law against it. But there were just certain rituals they had to follow. And the process of which it would allow them to marry. It is a process that would ask for the man to confirm that he will marry her. And also the process is for the woman to accept the Hebrew God. It's not an easy process. First of all, she has to come to the house. But you are not allowed to touch her. You're not allowed to have any sexual relationship with the woman. And this Gentile woman must be willing to shave her head. Shave everything, your head, your eyebrows. Would you do that?
So you
know how the Ninja Turtles look like? Now imagine them with all the hair shaved off and with a green face mask. And I'm not making this up, it's from the Bible. They have to clip all their nails.
袂做挂链啊，袂做挂什么手指。
And not wear any accessories.
头一个原因，若是恩望这个犹太人的男的看到哟，原来佫疼，也是无啦。
Now the first reason for that is for the Jewish man to make sure that he actually still loves her.
这个是头一个原因，咱头怎么讲呢？
That's the first step.
第二个原因。
But second purpose.
是何一个女的，伊若甘愿要行这个哦，意思是甘愿。 遵守上帝的命令。
It's for the woman to prove that she is willing to take this path and submit to God.
遵守上帝，这个犹太人的上帝。
To submit to the Hebrew God.
所以这个，所以是在南部的犹太人哦，无要接受了在撒玛利亚在头前的犹太人。
And so we see that it is the southern Israelites who look down upon the Samaritans because they had mixed blood.
但是后来因的代志愈来愈复杂。
But eventually, the things got more complicated. For example, we know that the southern kingdom of Judah also fell to the Babylonian Empire. But there's one big distinction between the southern Hebrews and the northern. The Israelites from the south still preserve their bloodline. They maintain their traditions and rituals. Whether they are elsewhere or in Israel, they still maintain it. Unlike the northern Israelites who allow different cultures and blood.
So we read the Bible, we know
And we know that from the Bible that people like Nehemiah came back. He came back to build the wall and the temple. But as they were in the process of building the temple, the people from Samaria, they actually offered to help. But the people from Judah said they are people who have mixed blood, who have sinned.
所以因唔准，因来帮咱祈求祈圣殿。
And so they refused to allow them to even help.
因唔准的时阵，也是唔准伊来地亚罗撒殿敬拜。
And along with that refusal came the refusal to allow them to worship in Jerusalem.
因为安尼哦，在撒玛利亚的人真正无欢喜。
And so the Samaritans were very unhappy.
伊讲你都唔准。
They said you disallow us.
所以阮
And so we'll build our own temple. And so at that time, they built their own temple in Mount Gerizim. That's where we will stop our history lesson. It's fun, isn't it?
但是这个也等也做代志，佫发生，高高主耶稣也做代志发生。
There are so many other things that happened up to Jesus' arrival.
但是这个是一个原因，敢那是伫基利心山有一个撒玛利亚人的圣殿。
But this is why the Samaritans had their own temple.
今仔日伫基利心也佫有迄个圣殿的破碎的圣殿也佫存在。
To this day, the ruins of that temple are still there.
所以这撒玛利亚附近人。 问这句话，阮撒玛利亚人伫基利心敬拜，恁犹太人讲伫亚罗撒殿敬拜，有带着什么意思呢？
So what is the woman implying when she says that we worship on this mountain, but you worship in Jerusalem?
伊是讲这个敬拜撒旦啊。
She is saying that we worship.
阮安遮嘛是敬拜。
We worship.
恁遐，恁犹太人讲安遐，恁安遐敬拜。
And you worship wherever you want.
但是主耶稣唔准安尼。But
Jesus would not allow that.
主耶稣头一句话是讲，唔是伫亚罗撒殿敬拜，唔是伫基利心山敬拜。
The first statement that Jesus made was that we worship neither in Jerusalem or on that mountain.
这个是下个月，咱要讲更加清楚。And
we will talk about that more in detail next month.
但是主耶稣说落去迄句话是讲，阮所敬拜，阮知影；恁所敬拜，恁唔知啊。But
Jesus said to them that we worship what we know. You worship what you don't know. For salvation is from the Jews. And so they did worship in different places. But the Samaritan woman, she thought they were just worshiping the same God. But Jesus said, you don't know whom you worship. Why would he say that? Because the Samaritans shouldn't have had to build a temple.
因为这个圣殿是照着上帝的标准的方法来起的。
A temple ought to be built according to God's standards and instructions.
那无允准凊彩所在起啊。
We are not allowed to just build one wherever we want.
所以撒玛利亚的撒在基利心山起圣殿的时候，是因为因把这个上帝是一罪啊。
And so the very fact that the Samaritans built their own temple on Mount Gerizim means that they didn't know their God.
有也做限制，让因来敬拜神。
It's true that there were a lot of limitations on how they ought to worship.
但是这个不是理由，让因唔把这个上帝。
But that was still not an excuse for not knowing their God.
所以因头这个因唔把这个上帝。
They didn't know their God.
咱今仔日这个撒玛利亚妇人，人会怎样哦？
And today, many of us might understand the situation for the Samaritans.
咱欠债不听到人讲，啊，无论什么方法，咱嘛是拜这个上帝，拜这个神。
Maybe we have heard other people tell us that we're just using different ways to worship the same God.
唔是凊彩方法。
But no.
这撒玛利亚妇人啊，撒玛利亚的人用人的方法。
The Samaritans were trying to use human means to worship the one true God. But the God of the Bible is a God who uses His way to save man. The Samaritans tried to use human means to worship their God. They tried to use their ways to gain God, to gain salvation.
But
God uses His ways.
所以我的观察是人的方法还是上帝的方法。
And so, in the end, it's about whether it's man's way or God's way.
因唔捌这个上帝是什么，伊伫多少方面唔捌。
Why did they not know their God?
因捌这个上帝是因为修饰，因法通用凊彩什么方法，凊彩什么所在，凊彩什么时阵，用人的方法来侍奉伊，来敬拜伊，来得着救恩。
We see that they don't know their God because they think that they can use their chosen ways and places and means to get God.But salvation is from God, not from man. Now, sometimes even we Christians would think that the Old Testament believers and New Testament believers gain salvation in different ways.
有人想说，在旧约，人一个人要得着救，是因为伊就行了十条街。
We think that Old Testament believers got saved by following the Ten Commandments.
在新约是只有信主。
Whereas in the New Testament, we just have to believe.
So
thank God we live in New Testament times. But the Old and the New Testament God is the same God. He is the faithful, unchanging God, so that salvation remains the same. The only difference?
是这个救恩的启示，在旧约是启示给犹太人。
Is that in the Old Testament, God's truth was revealed to the Jews?
在新约，这个救恩的启示拍开给外邦人。
And in the New Testament, the revelation was opened up to
everyone. 意思不是只有犹太人能得着救。
It's not that in the Old Testament only Jews could be saved.
乃是个启示，怎啊上帝这个家庭怎啊人得着救是只有启示给犹太人。
But rather that God chose to give salvation by revealing His truth to the Jews.
这个是主耶稣意思啊，因为救恩是对犹太人出来。
That is what He means when He says for salvation.
不是只有犹太人得着救。
It's not just the Jews who can be saved. 乃
是启示给犹太人。
But that the truth was revealed to them.
乃是在新约的时阵，这个启示给人啊。
And in the New Testament, it's shown to all of us.
但是个救恩原在撒旦。
But it is the same.
上帝救恩的方法原在撒旦。
He still saves people the same way.
你今仔日你甲我怎啊得着救
？How are you and I saved?
咱是因信主得着称义。
We are justified by faith.
古约上呢
？It's the same way in the Old Testament.
啊，顶一摆咱听到摩尼团道讲到阿伯拉罕。
Last time, Pastor Bonnie mentioned Abraham, our father of faith. Do you remember what chapter it was in Genesis? He spoke for a very long time, so you should have remembered. Genesis chapter?
Chapter 22. 创世纪二十二章讲到阿伯拉罕 上帝叫亚伯拉罕献野鸡。
Genesis 22 mentioned the time when God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son.
也做基督徒，因为伊安尼做，上帝真正欢喜，所以上帝救伊。
Now, a lot of Christians think that because Abraham obeyed, God was happy with him and then saved him.
上帝实在亚伯拉罕所做，上帝实在。
While it is true that God was pleased with what Abraham did, it is still not the reason why God saved him. In fact, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, circle this verse. Because this is the time when Abraham was in deep doubt. Now, just because he was the father of faith doesn't mean he never doubted. He doubted a lot of times, but God was faithful. God was faithful, not Abraham. But in the midst of his deepest doubt. In Genesis 15, this is the time when Abraham went to war at age 80. Anyone here who's been to war? Can you imagine an 80-year-old going to battle? And at that time, he went to war to save his nephew. And he did not have a son. Imagine what would a Chinese person would think if you're 80 and has no kids and you're going off to war and putting yourself in danger. And yet we know in Genesis chapter 12 that God had promised him a descendant and prosperity and a kingdom.
So
wouldn't you doubt at age
80? So
and then Abraham might have said that God, you promised me back when I was in my
70s.
Now I'm 80 and so I'm going to war. Aren't you a faithful God? And what, again, God reiterated his promises to him in chapter
15.
And Abraham said he believed. And God said, Genesis 15:6. And he believed the Lord and he counted it to him as righteousness. His righteousness was from that. Abraham was saved because he believed. We are saved because we believe. No matter whether we belong to the Old or New Testament, the way of revelation might be different, but the salvation is the same. And we ought not to think that the Gentiles were unable to be saved in the Old Testament. In fact, in the Old Testament, we had a lot of Gentiles who became saved. You might know about Ruth. She was a Gentile. She was from a place that was greatly at odds with Israel. You know why? What kind of woman was she?
Moab.
She was a Moabite woman. The Moabites were remnants of people that the Israelites should have killed. But she married a Hebrew man. And in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, perhaps the most famous passage. This is something she said to her mother-in-law. But Ruth said, do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Men, have you ever heard anyone say this to you?
Come on. 我有一朋友用种哭这个无信主的朋友用这个去撩耍。
Now I have a lot of non-Christian friends who would use this passage to court a girl.
我点卖的大学生，我有做我的马加达，我的朋友写用 Ruth chapter 1:16 Your people will be my people, your God my God.
When I was in college, I had friends who would use Ruth 1:16 as their line for a girl.
讲到这句话，你要去堕落，我要去，你要。点到落去，我点到落去啊！你的百姓是我的百姓，你上帝是我的上帝。我个女的心，但是嘛，落落去土下。
Imagine where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. Your God, my God. Wouldn't that melt a girl's heart?
但是，你但是，然后啊，在咱的姊啊，主来姊妹，你啊，接着总爱配合你头，其他的你啊，想着讲，给你骗我。
But sisters, you know now that if you receive a letter like that, you might know it's a scam, but you still like it. But when Ruth said this, it meant very much. Remember that she was a Moabite, an enemy of the Jews. This is not something you say right away.
这是有出处的。
This is something you say in order.
伊无头一句话讲，你的上帝就是我的上帝，伊是安尼讲。
She didn't start with your God being my God.
伊头一句是讲什么
？She started with.
伊讲你要去堕落，我要得。
That I will go where you go.
你要徛堕落，我是要徛的。
Where you lodge, I will lodge.
所以无简单哦。
That's not easy.
因为罗德知影，因大家是要去堕落。
Now Ruth knew that her mother-in-law.
因大家是要去到。
He was going back to Israel. She knew where her mother-in-law was going to stay.
So you
see, these are not just flowery words, but a very clear promise. She wants to stay among her enemies. And she will never go home. And she said, Your people shall be my people. Your nation, my nation. And she's saying that she will renounce being a Moabite. She will from now on be an Israelite. Your God, my God. That has a step to it. And that is the process that Gentiles would use in the Old Testament to come to know God. Because salvation was revealed to the Jews. And so they had to accept the Jewish way. To appreciate their custom. And then accept their God.And so in the Old Testament, someone who knows the Lord was by believing. And then there will be a great change. Their traditions will change, their rituals, their lifestyle, their nation, their beliefs, and their personal lifestyle. Maybe when you and I come to the Lord, it's not in this process. We are told when we first hear the gospel whether we want to accept Jesus. We don't start believing by saying, where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people, my people. Your God, my God. But the similarity is that if you and I truly believe in Jesus,then we should also have undergone this kind of change. Because God's kingdom should be our kingdom. God's ways are higher than our ways. Our values should change. And maybe we have different values.
因为伊是真的上帝，我甘愿放下一切，跟这个真的上帝。
And in Ruth's mind, because she knew the Hebrew God was the one true God, she was willing to let everything go to follow Him.
伊个到今仔日三顿。
It's the same way today.
你经历了这个真的真够话的上帝。
When you have experienced the true and living God.
你信你的基督教。
And you believe in Him, you receive salvation.
那是真正的信，你话当放下一切。
But true belief should compel us to leave everything to follow Him.
这是主耶稣对这撒玛利亚妇人讲的。
That is what Jesus was telling this American woman.
后来你看到这撒玛利亚，咱未国讲，卖咱的国讲，这撒玛利亚真实安尼做。
And we will see eventually that the Samaritans did what Jesus said.
但是主对这撒玛利亚妇人讲的是，上帝方法是因着信。
But Jesus is trying to tell this woman that God's way is through faith.
所以今日上款这个方法是上帝方法，通乎你及我的得救。
So today, in the same way, faith is the way God will provide us with salvation.
信主。
Faith, belief.
这个主上帝方法是因信，咱得着称义。
God's way is salvation by faith.
第二个观察。
Now the second main observation.
是这个上帝哦，来到这个撒玛利亚妇人。
Is that when Jesus approached the Samaritan woman?
所以这个头头犹太人都无爱甲撒玛利亚。撒瑪利亞有什麼關係？
We know that the Jews and the Samaritans did not want to have anything to do with each other.
甚至主耶穌本身的門徒看到主耶穌跟這撒瑪利亞婦人真正戲，你講話真正戲劇。
In fact, Jesus' own disciples wondered at why he was talking to her.
主來阿弟姊妹，咱的聖經我是講到咱的上帝來靠外邦人。
But brothers and sisters, our God is a God shown in the Bible as someone who comes to us.
头一个去外邦人的不是保罗了。
The first person who talked to the Gentiles was not Paul.
头一个去外邦人是咱的上帝去找外邦人。
The first missionary who reached out was Jesus.
伊将这个救恩的启示，头是伫古约，头是伫的范围是只有犹太人。
Jesus at first might have revealed the truth only to the Jews.
现在伊显开乎一切人。
But then.By now, he shows it to all men.
主在下面是12个的官兵有法当救大家人。
It is the power of the cross that can save everyone.
但是不是大家人得着救。
But not everyone is saved.
因为只有不信的人才得着救。
Only those who believe.
在古约，上帝有启示了12个。
In the Old Testament, God had revealed things about the cross.
在新约，上帝一切启示。完成了在主耶稣的身上。
And in the New Testament, all of God's prophecies were manifested in Jesus Christ.
最近我有议论那个这个犹太人来咱的教会是信主的犹太人。
Recently, we had a Messianic Jew, Enon, visit our church.
我有信主的犹太人，我逐问伊看伊怎啊信主。
I always ask Messianic Jews how they got saved.
因为遐多犹太人信主哦，唔是因遐多时间唔是读新约。
Because most of the time when Jews get saved, it's not because they read the New Testament, but because they read the Old.
So I asked
him, how did you come to the Lord?
He said, I read the Old Testament.
He said he read the Old Testament. He said he read the Old Testament.
But I was talking about Yoni,
But what I used to ask Yoni, I asked
Yoni.
And I said, did you only read the New Testament? He said, the Old Testament led me to the New. Because the New Testament shows how Christ Jesus has manifested all the promises of the Old.
咱头先嘛讲到敬拜，犹太人讲敬拜的中心是伫倒落啊。
Now we mentioned earlier that the Jews thought people ought to worship.
犹太人讲敬拜的中心是伫耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
干那是耶路撒冷。
But why Jerusalem?
啊，是耶路撒冷有上帝的雕，引起这个上帝所吩咐因雕建起的圣殿。
Because in Jerusalem was a temple that was built according to God's instructions.
但是圣殿内面每一个工具。
But every item inside the temple was just a foreshadowing of Christ Jesus. Every item.
对现在那个坛高至圣所里面那个宝座是有标主耶稣。
Every little thing from the seat inside to the altar outside was a foreshadowing of Jesus.
现在那个坛是什么？
How about the altar?
这个是人底下咧，天最济。
An altar is where the people would offer their sin offering.
这个是24小时七日啊，七日二十四小时。
It is something that goes on 24/7.
因为人的罪需要杀牛、杀羊，底下来牛羊代替因的罪底下来，伫这个祭坛献。
Because the people needed to kill their animals, slaughter them, and sacrifice them as an offer for their sin.
但是咱的主耶稣呢？主耶稣是咱的羔羊啊。
But Christ Jesus is our sacrificial lamb.
替咱死啊。
He died for us.
今麦到永远。
Once and forever.
这个真正出名呢，读旧约的圣殿，甲主耶稣的时阵，特别提彼得来书。
Now, if you read the book of Hebrews, you'll find it very interesting.
提彼得来书讲主耶稣是大祭司。
Because it refers to Jesus as our high priest.
伊甲利未人的这个祭司无同。
He is different from the priest that the Levites were.
这个真重要的无同，你知是咪
？And the biggest difference?
主耶稣这个大祭司有坐落来。
Is that our high priest Jesus Christ came down?
啊，坐落来。
Sat down.
跟那是迄个真正重要。
And why is that so important?
因为每一个祭司哦，犹太人的祭司伫圣殿内面哦。
Because in the Old Testament temple, there is no chair inside. The only seat was inside the Holy of Holies. It is the seat of God. No one was allowed to go in. Those who go in will die.
So in the
And so we see that there's not a single seat for any of the other priests. And they did not need to sit down. Because it was their job to continuously slaughter these animals to offer for the people. It was ceaseless.
干那子啊？因为宰牛羊哦，就是讲哦，代替未了，因为无法当完全的赦免离开我的罪。Well,
they were ceaseless because these animals could never truly take the place of our sins.
希伯来书的作者讲，耶稣真卖显，伊是大祭司，伊显了，伊是羔羊，真卖显，坐伫上帝的正边。
In the book of Hebrews, we are told that Christ Jesus is our high priest who died for us once and forever and sits on the right hand of God. He is the hope of that perfect sacrifice that the Old Testament is pointing to. And all those other sacrifices are just a foreshadowing of Him.
灯啊，灯台。
Inside the temple, you had lamps and lampstands.
哦，那跟那只有灯。
Why lamp?
主要说后来你伫约翰那时看到，可以讲我是什么？世上的光。
But in John, you will see that Christ Jesus said He was the light of the world.
灯嘛是只有一个灯。
We used to only have a lamp.
伫主要说这个目标已经成全。
But it was completed in Christ Jesus.
伫圣殿内面有面头。
There was bread in the Old Testament.
伫约翰内面伊讲啥？主耶稣本身，我是恁生命的美牛。
And in John, Jesus says that He is our bread of life.
然后，咱的上帝哦来到外邦人。And
our God came to the Gentiles.
伊是一个开始的成全。
He is a manifestation of all these prophecies.
然后，伊将这个启示，将这个救恩，分予咱，开予咱，予咱。 无论是中国人、菲律宾人、美国人，有法通接着伊得着救。
And He gives us that revelation and salvation so that we, Chinese, Filipinos, Americans, can come to Him.
啊，主咧，下第几辈当主耶稣第四辈结顶的时阵
，Brothers and sisters, when Christ Jesus was on the cross,
伊落尾句话是耶稣的一句话。
The last thing He said was a very precious thing.
啊，这个是伊讲已经成全。
He said, "It is finished."
这个成全哦，带了也多也多意思。
And the word finished here means so many things. He has finished the law and its revelations. He has finished your salvation and mine. He has finished Passover. He has finished. Because the Passover was when God delivered the Israelites. And when Jesus says it is finished, it means that all of us can be saved. Now when Jesus said that and died on the cross, something happened in the temple. Christians, you may know, something happened in the temple. Something happened in the temple.
圣殿什么大代志发生？
What was that major event in the temple that night?
是这个木分离圣所甲至圣所，这个木对顶面贴，做两边贴对顶面贴啊到下面。
The veil that separated the holy place from the holy of holies tore in two.
这是大代志。
That's a huge deal.
头一个人是头听代志是讲。应该是无人敢去贴。
Well, first of all, no one would dare do that.
然后第二个，这个布唔是薄的布。
And it is not just a very thin veil.
那模拟团都换大哥是花花兄，换大哥有法通用手贴呀。
Is that a piece of cloth that people who are muscular, like Brother Bonnie or Brother Wyatt, can pull in half?
Very good. 这个不是用 Arnold Schwarzenegger 我当贴的这块布。
This is not a piece of cloth that Arnold Schwarzenegger can pull apart.
你那读圣经，我你看这块布，这个分离四圣所甲至圣所的这块布，这个布啊，是真正高的。
If you read the Bible carefully, you will see that this veil that separated the holy place from the holy of holies was a very big piece.
高啊，和你像这个 probability 和你的目睭看透看过又未看到。
Because it was to ensure that you don't even have the slightest chance of seeing through it.
然后圣经真正清楚讲，这个布是对倒落贴。
And we know that this veil was torn.
不是对下面贴起去。
Not from the bottom.
下面有可能哦，那摩尼团多甲花花兄因两边贴，现在贴哩啦。
Now maybe if Brother Moni and White work together, they can tear it from the bottom up.
现在恁二十年前我当贴啦，这种应该。
Or maybe 20 years ago, not now.
但是这个是讲到上帝对顶面贴来。
But it tore from the top.
这是上帝开路。
God opened the way.
上帝开路，何人甲至圣所，何人甲上帝宝座，今仔日活堂头家坦然的无惊来到上帝宝座顶。
So that we can come before God's throne without trembling or fear.
这个是希伯来书所讲的这句话。
That's what Hebrews tells us.
不是我讲的。
I didn't say this.
我们坦然的无惊来到上帝宝座前，都是一个意思。因为上帝开掉了。
That is what it means to come before the Lord without trembling or fear, because the veil has been torn.
所以今仔日你要爱得着救。
And so if you want to be saved today,
你要爱得着满足，你要爱得着喜乐，你要爱得着一切。
If you want to receive satisfaction and joy and everything you could ever have hoped for.
旧约只有讲着一个人。
The Old Testament points to one man.
新约只有讲着一个人。
And the New Testament points to one man.
那个人就是上帝。
And that man is Christ Jesus.
那个人有法通供给恁一切。
That is the man who can give us everything we need.
那个人就是为着你甲我的罪死的是地界。
That is the man who died on the cross for our sins.
那个人就是主耶稣。
That man is Jesus.
伊会将你的嘴巴脱走。
He will quench our thirst.
伊将你腰果脱走。
He will feed our hunger.
伊也是那个要擦干你甲我的目屎。
He will dry our tears.
伊是伊啊。
Because he is who he is.
所以你甲我今仔日真重要的对望的是，你有信主无？我有信主。
You and I need to ask ourselves, are we saved?
我有将我一切给的主。
Have we committed everything to him?
主是我的满足，我主是我的喜乐。
Is the Lord our satisfaction and joy?
那弟兄们，因为这个世间无什么物件，无什么人，我通满足你甲我的心。
Because there is nothing on earth that can satisfy our hearts.
不是你的太太，不是你的丈夫。
Not our spouses.
无一个人，无一个物件，因欠债满足一段时间。
Not one person or thing can please or satisfy beyond the temporary.
欠债伊会互你喜乐一段时间。
It make us happy for a little while.
那太太五十年、六十年。
But how about a wife of 50, 60 years?
看五十年、六十年，你街头，你若讲你看七十年时阵，伊欠债是袂互你欢喜哦。
Maybe if you've been married for 70 years, that even the happiness runs out.
In
fact, she might bring even more pain.
Because
both of you have aching bodies.
So you
have to take care of each other.
Who
can satisfy our eternal hunger? The Bible says, Christ Jesus. He died for you and for me.Would not he give us the rest? When he has given us himself? And our response should be to give ourselves to him.
So let's
spend some time to examine ourselves. Let's pray.
Let us
spend some time to examine ourselves to see if we have believed.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have reached out to us when we did not know who you are, when we do not want to come to you, but you came to us and allowed us to know your salvation and the way that you have made for us to you. And today, Lord God, we stand before you to worship you in all your wonder because you have allowed us to come. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. May our hearts, Lord, always be satisfied by you. May everything we pursue draw us only closer to you. May everything we desire fade in comparison for our desire for you. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.